Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Once again, Shohei Ohtani does a little bit of everything for the Dodgers.
Here's a 1-1 from Sugano. Ohtani hammers it to dead center. This ball heading back. It is gone. A home run. A leadoff home run, the 28th of his career. Ohtani makes it 1-0. Shohei Ohtani knows how to bring the fans to their feet.
AM 570 LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. Ohtani also pitched 6 hitless innings as LA defeated Colorado 4-1 to complete the 3-game sweep. The Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0 and completed a 4-game sweep. White Sox blew out the Twins 15-2. Munetaka Murakami with his 20th home run of the season, while the Cubs snapped out of their 10-game losing streak with a 10-4 win over the Pirates. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Hurricanes shut out the Canadiens 4-0 in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and 2 police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS. TV.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts, sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Slo County Elections Office faces shortage of poll workers for June primary. Procession for former Atascadero Fire Chief this Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with showers today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The county elections office is facing a shortage of poll worker staffing ahead of the primary election. A news release from the clerk recorder's office says that 8 facilities remain short-staffed, and this could cause some polling places in the North County to be consolidated if they remain unfilled. It is not too late for community members to volunteer to serve at polling locations. The elections office still needs inspector roles, which are expected to work the full day, ensuring that the polling site is properly set up and staffed from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Inspectors will also work with elections office staff to solve any issues that arise on election day. Volunteers will be trained on Saturday. The San Luis Obispo County Elections Office also says it'll be open for early voting starting Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. New processes will allow voters to cast their ballot and have their signature verified on the spot, allowing votes to be included in election night results. County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano says that she hopes the ability to vote early and in person will inspire many voters to check off voting on their to-do list before Tuesday. Former Atascadero Fire Chief passes away at age 77. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services has announced the passing of its former fire chief, Michael Paul McCain. McCain passed away peacefully at the age of 77 on May 17th. City says he began his career with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department and later joined the Atascadero Fire Department in 1971. He rose through the ranks and eventually retired as fire chief in 2000. He was deeply proud of his service and the friendships he built throughout his career, the city says. Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with Mike's family from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero on Friday, May 29th, for the graveside service beginning at 11 a.m. The city says attendees are invited to wear Hawaiian-themed shirts or dresses, as Mike enjoyed bright colors and felt that shorts were always appropriate attire. Paso Robles High School's Athletic Department is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Paso Robles High School Athletic Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame honors former student-athletes, coaches, teams, administrators, and contributors who have made a lasting impact on Bearcat athletics through excellence, achievement, leadership, and service. Community members are encouraged to submit nominations for individuals or teams they believe has helped shape the Bearcat athletics. Nominations can be done online at prhs.pasoschools.org. Nominations are due June 22, 2026. Inductees will be recognized during the Bearcats home football game Friday, October 2nd at War Memorial Stadium. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is pleased to announce the appointment of a new Director of District Data, Assessment, and Plan Alignment. Doreen Castillo, with over 18 years of experience in administrative educational leadership, will serve in this role for the district. The position oversees district data systems, student assessments, and the strategic alignment of educational plans, ensuring that data-driven insights translate into collaborative, community-wide success for students, according to the district. Erin Haley, assistant superintendent, said that Castillo's proven track record of excellence and deeply collaborative philosophy will be invaluable as we work together to support student achievement. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-1, the Mariners over the Athletics 9-1, the Phillies shut out the Padres 3-0, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 3-2, the Tigers shut out the Angels 4-0, the Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0. Tonight, the Angels will face the Tigers. In California news, a veteran in Southern California, 69-year-old Kerry Sharon, died a few days after he was assaulted outside of his home in Escondido. Police have arrested Thomas Butler, a 32-year-old who is said to have continued beating Sharon even after he fell to the ground. Sharon's family says it was a brutal and unprovoked attack, and there has been speculation on the attack that it was because of Sharon's political beliefs. Sharon's home has an extensive collection of U.S. flags and signs supporting Donald Trump. Investigators say they do not have enough information to confirm a motive. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law ahead of Tuesday's primary that prohibits any person, including federal agents, from accessing voter polls or election technology without a court order. Newsom says this is to prevent any interference in the midterms from the Trump administration. Law enforcement officers are also restricted from disrupting election workers, except in the case of emergencies. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL news time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The number of dairy producers has steadily declined across the country over the past couple of decades. Jennifer Glover, co-owner of Mountain Fresh Creamery, says they hope their agritourism efforts can help to promote the long-term sustainability of the dairy industry. Glover says growing consumer interest in where food comes from has made people more receptive.
People really care about how the animals that provide them food are treated and how they're cared for and what their life is like. And so having the farm tours really opened up us to be able to showcase that and to see that whether you're a small farm or a big farm, there's no bad or good. Everybody's doing the best to take care of the animals. And it's not a moneymaker for us, but it's more of a way for us really to tell our story. And we really do that a lot. We do farm tours, but we also do field trips. And that really helps with that next generation. I think what they say right now is that 2% of the population in the United States are farmers. So who knows what you might share to a class of second graders that say, you know what, I want to be a dairy farmer when I grow up. And so it's more of us just doing our part, we feel like.
Glover's farm tours include interactive dairy learning activities, product samples, and a visit to the creamery.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Snakes in my case. Bear in my hair.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport. America's demand for meat continues to grow, even as the cost of beef, pork, and chicken rises. Industry analysis shows that meat sales hit $112 billion in 2025, with more than 98% of American households purchasing meat for daily meals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting consumption of beef, pork, and chicken to rise in 2026. Homegrown meat continues to be a staple for America's families, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said. Despite higher prices at the grocery store, families trust that America's farmers and ranchers to grow food that is put on the grill and on dinner tables across the country. USDA reported that the average retail price for beef set a record in April at $9.64 per pound, up about 13% from the previous year. Beef prices remain elevated by strong demand and the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies today with about a quarter inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Showers early tonight and clearing up slightly overnight, lows in the upper 40s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny skies in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, continuing through Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, mid 80s on Monday and Tuesday, low 90s on Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees with showers and Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A merger in the casino business. Investor Tilman Fertitta is buying Caesars for $5.7 billion. The company, Fertitta Entertainment, will pay Caesars shareholders $31 a share. It's also assuming about $11.9 billion worth of the company's outstanding debt. In March, the Wall Street Journal reported Fertitta was discussing buying Caesars for around $7 billion to derail a competing offer from investor Carl Icahn. New home sales slumped in April, down 6.2%. Home prices rose in the month. Sales were weaker than forecast. The PCE price index, the inflation reading, rose as expected last month, increasing 3.8% and up 3.3%, excluding food and energy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, Simply Safe Home Security, they do things differently. With Simply Safe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Don't forget, the Blueprinter and Graphics, not only construction drawings and blueprints, but they specialize in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
239-3838.
Okay, here we have a computer glitch, and we'll fix this computer glitch with just a couple of kicks and a couple of words. There we go.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years. and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The last time we were together, we learned that on May 30, 1899, Pearl Hart and a male partner held up the Globe, Arizona stage. This became the most publicized stage holdup of the Old West. Hart, after getting away from a no-good husband, moved to Phoenix, Arizona, where she hooked up with another bad man. Only now she started taking control, and Pearl talked him into robbing the Globe stage. Although they were successful, the next morning they were arrested. Pearl immediately realized she was a celebrity, and she started telling her story with flair. She even got the women's suffrage movement behind her by stating, "I shall not consent to being tried under a law which my sex had no voice in making." While awaiting trial, she escaped from jail. Sensing future problems, the local sheriff decided not to go after her. But when Pearl got to Deming, New Mexico, the local authority recognized her from an article that appeared in Cosmopolitan magazine and returned her to Arizona. Although the passengers and stage driver positively identified Pearl, the jury deliberated just 10 minutes before returning a verdict of not guilty. The judge was infuriated. Since one of the passengers, Derringer, was found in her possession, she was tried for stealing a gun. This time, she was found guilty and sentenced to 5 years in prison. Pearl became such a pain while in prison that after a year and a half, she was pardoned. Her Yuma Territory prison convict description says she was intemperate. She smoked cigars, drank, cussed, and used morphine. Incidentally, she was 5'3", weighed 100 pounds, and wore a size 2.5 shoe. But I can assure you, she was 100 pounds of pure dynamite.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well, and they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners, brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection, but most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is pleased to announce the appointment of a new Director of District Data Assessment and Plan Alignment. Doreen Castillo will serve in this role, which oversees district data systems, student assessments, and strategic alignment of educational plans. The County Elections Office is facing a shortage of poll worker staffing ahead of the primary election. A news release from the Clerk Recorder's office says that 8 facilities remain short-staffed, and this could cause some polling places in the North County to be consolidated if they remain unfilled. Volunteers are still welcome to sign up and will be trained on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a quarter inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The U.S. and Iran accuse each other of violating their ceasefire. U.S. Central Command says
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye.
Small numbers, big impact. Did you know that primary elections are often decided by just a handful of voters? That's right. Sometimes fewer people vote in a primary than attend a high school football game. So who shows up matters. If conservatives stay home, the choices in November are already decided. Make your vote count when it matters most. Show up. Speak up. Vote in the primary. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters, capital letters there. All right, we're going to get some rain and could get steady by this afternoon, about an 87% chance as of now. Highs today in the mid-50s, some showers later or early this evening, then tapering off with some clouds hanging around, then some clouds, overnight lows in the upper 40s, and then some clouds tomorrow morning, and then mostly sunny on your Friday. Highs reaching the mid-70s as we head out to Saturday, going to be a little bit warmer, and we'll have highs in the low 80s. So that's looking good, and also remember that we will get warmer as we move along. Next week for Sunday, it'll be the upper 80s, same on Monday. Low 80s Tuesday, Wednesday 90, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:11 p.m. We are at 50, or have been at 53. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass Sliding or Swinging Doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, elections, not only locally, but some things in the state. Eric Gorman will be in for Karen, and she'll have on first Randall Jordan, and then Dan Dow will be talking about the budget needs and a little bit with Brucey last week at the Board of Supervisors meeting, so enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we're ready for freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing 24/7. They'll be there. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition.
Them Texas fields were hot, and that tractor never was my kind of living. And when I hit 16, I had the size, and I hit the road of freedom. KPRL.
Okay, I got a text I'll read here in a moment, but and of course we want the callers, that's freedom of speech. But I was thinking about this yesterday. So when you and I try to get a loan, one of the things they look at is your credit history. Okay, either it's good or it's bad. I'm simplifying it. And we either get the loan or we don't. I'm wondering, how do school districts, because, you know, when we say it's the bond, they have to go somewhere to get that money. I don't know where they go. I don't know exactly how it works. But if you're in a financial dire straits, so to speak, who wants to lend you that money? Is it simply because they know that the public is dumb enough that they're going to end up paying it one way or the other, and they don't care? I maybe too simplistic. The other thing was a comment the other day regarding, well, the school was built in 1980, and, you know, meaning that the building is old and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I started to think about that. And I'm not comparing because KPRL is 80 years old. The building is 80 years old. We've been able to upgrade technology-wise and so forth through the years. We didn't need to build a new building. Now, I realize compared to the size of a school, it's not the best. But I started thinking elsewhere. I was down in Annapolis, Maryland, where the Naval Academy is, last summer. Those buildings are ancient. Yet, they haven't torn them down because of new technology. They've been able to figure it out. And then I also started thinking, you know, there's a building in New York City that's been around for almost 100 years, if not more now. Almost 100 years. And they have thousands of offices in there. And that would be the Empire State Building. How have they been able to maintain or upgrade the technology through all these years without tearing it completely down? Can anybody explain that to me? Does anybody know? So So when you tell me because something is 40 years old, well, you know, it's 40 years old. Come on. Let's get rid of it. Let's do this. Let's have a bond for $400 million. All right. Anyway, just thought I would throw that out there. Also, before I get to the text, Chris got the release about the Paso Robles High School, the Joint Unified School District. They're going to welcome in educationally, you know, they're going to the new director of district data assessment and plan alignment. I don't know. Chris, did it say if she was replacing anybody?
I don't think she is.
So this is new. Okay.
I don't see the word replaced in any of the in the release at all, so it could be new or...
Okay, so, but it doesn't indicate that someone... anyway, this is kind of the point. I'm trying to see if anybody knows. So the new role, it says in her new role, it will support district-wide efforts surrounding student assessment, data systems, and strategic plan alignment with a focus on helping school sites develop clear, cohesive plans to improve student achievement. What has the school district been doing prior to that? Did they have no plans? Were they not assessing achievement? We know the achievement is poorly. Or they do poorly. So I'm just curious here, the strategic plan. We have all these people in management and at the district office that are making good money and who, by the way, just got a raise. And so now we're having this roll in. So what have these other people been doing, if anybody knows? Because I don't. I'm simply asking the question of, another management position for probably pretty good money. Just curious. After all, it's only your money. All right, here's the text. It's a little long, but let's see here. And it's in small print. Against the backdrop of overwhelmingly community opposition, the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District trustees voted 5-1 to place a new $205 million general obligation bond onto the backs of the astonishingly overtaxed residents of the community. They are representing the wishes and whims of the administration while disrespecting the community who struggles to afford to live here. They raise the cost of housing at every opportunity, from developer fees to bonds, as they plot to stick their hands deeper into your pocket. As if to prove their extraordinary arrogance, then they gave the management another pay raise Tuesday night. These are the same people who put tampon dispensaries in the boys' restrooms. Do you really trust them to make better decisions with the approximately $14,000 each adult resident will pay over the life of the bond? Don't be fooled by the language in the bond that says they may use the money for shiny new CTE buildings and gyms. The word may means optional. Vote no. Well, that's been pointed out, is the words have meanings, and we didn't say we would, we just said we may. We came across other things that needed our attention and so forth, so we did it this way because, et cetera, et cetera. You know, that's when the shovel and the boots, and the Jackson wheelbarrow come out, when they start doing stuff like that. And again, I think we should stop saying $205 million and say $400 million and also add in the three other bonds and the possibility of the tax, the SLOCOG tax here in the county, and also the Prop 13, the constant trying to do away with that. You're looking at a lot of money, folks. You're looking at a lot of money. And I've, for most of my life, I've never bought in about this. These are our future. This is our future. I've always thought that kids who want to achieve, your good students, your smart kids who want to do that, they're going to do that regardless. And because you're always going to have a percentage of people who are up here, in the middle, and down there. I don't know how much of a difference there is now, but people will achieve on their own. So this, and I understand part of it when you say, well, this is our future. This is our future. If we keep seeing the results, even with paying all the money that we've invested, look at our future, you know, from this day. Has it done, has the more money done anything? The answer, in my opinion, is absolutely no. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I listened to the Paso Robles School Board meeting the other night, and there are just times that I stand there and I shake my head. I don't understand who these people are or who they think they are, but there's such an entitlement, there's such an arrogance that it takes a lot for me to watch it and listen to it. But when you're talking about the approval for the salary increase for the classified and confidential management, one of the trustees made the comment, or she pointed out, that these are not merit-based. These are just automatic. And that she really didn't agree with it. But she voted for it. And I don't understand the mentality. I mean, Kenny Annie has it. If he disagrees with something, if he points out something, if he can't get good answers, he votes no. What is wrong with the rest of the board or trustees that they can't step up and do the right thing, but instead they just fall into place and vote everything in?
I've seen this at all kinds of different levels of boards. Whether it's a city council, you know, board, city councils, and some other things throughout the North County.
Yes.
People want to be liked. They care about being liked. Well, I don't think this is a good idea, but I'm going to vote for it anyway. That way, when they run for, well, I voted for it. Because you're looking for friends, and you may be looking for votes from unions or something like that. They're afraid because they don't want to be confronted.
Okay, and maybe that's why none of that ever makes good sense to me, because if I know that in my heart that I'm doing the right thing for my family, my friends, for my community or whatever, I don't care what people think about me or my vote. And it doesn't matter whether you're running for some position or not. Where's your integrity? Where do you not stand up and do the right thing for what you are elected to do?
Where is their integrity? Well, I think it's one. It's non-existent. But remember these, and you know this. These are the same people that will stand up there and talk about all the goodness that they have inside them. And you know, yeah. And you know me with the good intentions. So they try to come across to the general public and so forth. I'm a good person. They do that, and as usual, the public falls for that BS. And
yes,
it's absolutely mind-boggling. But how can you stand up there and justify when you have a school district that's in financial problems and you're asking for $400 million and then give the people in management a raise?
And give the people in management a raise that is not based on the production in their job. It's just because it's automatic. They've negotiated that with the labor unions, et cetera. They have a right to turn it down, but they don't have the guts to do that. And it just makes me nuts.
Well, again, as I've mentioned, why can't these contracts be looked at and say, look, we'll sit down and negotiate, you know, we sign a contract and so forth, but look, we have to have some stipulations in here that if the district isn't doing well, don't come to us and ask for more money when we don't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you go to your boss, if you went to your boss during COVID and asked for a raise, you'd get laughed at.
Of course. If I went to my boss when my department or my position was not performing and the company was not doing well because of my performance, or partly because of my performance, I wouldn't expect to get a raise. I would expect that my employer said, you need to step up and do better, and we'll take a look at it next year. But it's never what happens in the government.
know, and that is something that I don't know why that hasn't been looked at. It's frustrating for me at all levels. I it's the same thing about laws. And I know I've used this reference years ago. Frank Meacham and I got into an argument, and I forget what it was over. But anyway, I said, well, if the law can be implemented, then it could be erased. And he says, well, it's not that easy. And I said, well, it was easy to implement the law. Why is it so difficult that you can't get rid of a law?
Well, you know, we found out here in Paso Robles that if there's a law that says you can't walk your dog in the park, we can change that law. We can now make it, we can make that law go away. So we know that can happen. It just depends on who's behind it and what the incentive is.
Well, yeah, the incentives, you have to be aware of what comes out of their mouth.
Yeah.
When they say what the reason for it. Now, you know, when you bring up the dog thing, I think it was, well, it was Steve Gregory, but I think what was the reason? Well, it's not being enforced, so we might as well do away with
it. That's right. We and I looked at that and I said, there's 1,000 ordinances on the books that are not being enforced. Why don't you take them then one at a time and just get rid of them and lighten your load? But nope, this was very specific.
Right, because it was self-serving.
Yes.
And yes. All right.
Anyway, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to the other line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, I was calling for Kevin Wills.
You're on the air, sir.
All righty, cool. Awesome. Hey, my name is Daniel Thorne. I was calling in regards to the Heritage Ranch Board of Directors going on radio and talking about the Heritage Ranch and the assessments and everything.
You're on the air right now. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so his claim is saying that we are upset about the assessments. We're not upset about the assessments. We're irritated about the fact that they went and bought a camera system, a flock camera system, for $48,000, and instead of, you know, going with a brand or a camera that would be, you know, less money, like I found them on there online for like $3,000. So basically, we're upset that instead of fixing infrastructure on the ranch, they're too busy buying camera systems. And basically, we have a land bridge that's about to go out, and it has a force main sewer system in it. It also has a PG&E electric line going through it and a water main going through it. And what it's going to happen is when that bridge does go out, it's going to be basically dumping raw sewage into the lake. So instead of addressing that issue, the problem is that $48,000 for a camera system pretty much is not what we're looking to spend. We really would rather see it spent on infrastructure. We just tried to get a special meeting that was denied. Also, we've also tried to have Yaffe removed twice. Once was for disrespecting members and fiduciary problems. And that's why we have an issue with it, because the $48,000 could have been well spent on infrastructure, but instead it's bought on a camera system that is, like, has high vulnerability of, like, security issues, and people can basically hijack the system, turn around, and use that system to monitor everybody that's coming in and out of there. I have references. You could go online everywhere and find out about these flock camera systems. As a matter of fact, probably about, I'd say, 18, 19 cities in the state of California have discontinued that contract with Flock just because of those security reasons.
Now, when you say that you've tried to get rid of him twice, was that through a formal process or just standing up in the meeting and saying, hey, we want you to resign?
No, sir. We went through the process of getting signatures, petition. Basically, it's petition for a special meeting to have him, basically taken off the board. And the issue came up stating that it was, I guess they went through their legal department, saying that the paperwork wasn't legal and that we couldn't do that. So, he has been told on quite a number of times that, we have a concern, you know, and he really basically doesn't really, he really doesn't, like, take into consideration for, you know, what we would like to see done there.
Right.
They just, the board basically just runs as a, you know, an outside entity that really doesn't, like, address any, like, doesn't address any of the concerns of the actual membership or their homeowners themselves.
Now, are what about the other board members? Are they do they side with Mason?
Yes, they do, and it seemed, and I see, this is only my opinion, so I really can't see, you know, factually can't say it, but it just seems like they stand aside and don't, you know, buck back at him. So it seems like it's almost like a one-sided deal. And it's just become a problem with us because it's, and I never even really wanted to be involved with any of this at all. The only reason why I got involved with this was because of the way he treats the, he's condescending to the Yaffe is condescending to all of the basic homeowners that are there at these meetings. He kind of just wants to do whatever he wants to do. You know, he's trying to say that this is a safety concern for these cameras, you know, but instead of that, they could save, like, I looked it up, and okay, I found one system for, right, like, $3,000 that would do the entire two gates, you know, and instead, they spent $48,000 on a thing.
Okay.
They lied to us and said it was $23,000. He said that, and then turned around, and we had to go and find the actual invoices themselves to find out that it was actually $48,000. So, you know, there's not really, like, a clear, transparent maneuver with these guys. They just do what they want.
Okay, I want to go back to the, when you said that there were some legality or some issues with your petition to get rid of him. You know, sometimes that's not uncommon, and when those get corrected, you could do it. Now, I know it may cost money, but that could be a consideration, and I don't know what your group is thinking about doing. And the other question I have is, when is the next election?
That, I do believe that's going to be here in another month and a half. So there are a lot of people that are going to be trying to go onto the board. It is a voluntary position, and I understand that. But, you know, the problem that the thing is that if you're going to do this, you have to put your, you have to be held to a different set of standards. You know, I understand it's voluntary, but you can't be condescending to homeowners that own these homes. So yeah, they're looking at probably about another month and a half before these elections come up.
Okay, who is the facilities manager out at Heritage Ranch?
I do believe his name is Jim Cogan.
Okay.
Cogan?
Yeah, he sits on the Paso Robles School Board.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, hey, if you can keep us updated on that, I would appreciate it very much, and best of luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye. So, Jim Cogan is facilities manager out there. Hi, good morning. You got about 30 seconds.
All right. Do you know what flock cameras are?
No.
I just did a little research on it. They're being installed at all the Home Depots and Lowe's. They read your license plate and a bunch of other stuff. So, it's very, very interesting to see these flock cameras are kind of under the radar, but they're kind of the future.
Okay. It's nice to know wherever we go now, somebody's taking a picture of us. It's like candid camera.
Yeah, there's all kinds of biometric stuff coming your way. Get ready.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right, sir. Thanks. Thanks for the update and the information. Appreciate it very much. All right, folks. Another day in darn near paradise. That's it for this Thursday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is pleased to announce the appointment of a new Director of District Data, Assessment, and Plan Alignment. Doreen Castillo will serve in this role, which oversees district data systems, student assessments, and strategic alignment of educational plans. The high school's athletic department is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Paso Robles High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Community members are encouraged to submit nominations for individuals or teams they believe have helped shape Bearcat Athletics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a quarter inch of rain, highs in the mid-50s. It's 53 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Eric's in for Karen, and he'll have on first Randall Jordan talking about the elections here and around the state. And then Dan Dow will be in talking about the budget needs and his little, conversation with Brucey at the Board of Supervisors meetings. Enjoy your day. Stay alert and careful on the roads, all right? Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.